Staff is Chav Gimel. We're on the bottom of Chav Beis. I mean Beis, the last two lines. Tanu Rabbanan. Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan. V'nasati gishmecham biitam. Again, this week's parsha. And in the chukos ha'telechu, if people follow in the chukos and mitzvos, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give rain in the right time. So the Gemara explained, what does that mean? Lo shikora. What does the shikora mean? Rashi says, last line of the Amud. Lo shesuya yos midai. Not too much, because if it's too much, it's shemetatshin et haaretz. It makes it too muddy, and if it's too muddy, things can't grow. Then the Gemara says, "V'lo tsemeya," and not too little, like a drought. Ella Beinonis, perfectly down the middle, exactly average, whatever's needed. Shekolz manchek shavim merubim, when there's too much rain, metatshin et haaretz. It makes it all muddy and ruins it. Veinamotzia peros, it's not able to produce any fruit. That's first explanation. That's what it means. Bi'itam, bi'itam doesn't mean in its time. Bi'itam means in its proper way. That's, I think, the drasha. Davar acher. Alternatively, Gemara says, bi'itam, what does bi'itam mean? Bi'lele revios u bi'lele shabbosos. On Tuesday nights, which goes into Wednesday, so it's Tuesday nights is already Yom Revi. And Friday nights, shekein matzinu bimei shimon ben shetach sheyardu lehem gshamim bi'lele revios bi'lele shabbosos. That it only rained Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Why? What's the significance of those nights? So Rashi explained on the top of Chav Gimel and Aleph now, Dichsiv Be'itam Zehu B'leili Revios B'leili Shabbosos De'ein Tarech Levinyadam. It doesn't get in the way of them working. De'einim Holchim L'Darcheim B'leili Revios. It wouldn't go out at nights, Tuesday night. Mipnesh Igeres Bas Machlas, a certain shade, a certain ruach ra that was there Tuesday nights and Friday nights also. People wouldn't go out. There's nothing to go out to do Friday nights. So those are the best times for to rain. That's what means bi'itam. So that's what happened during the times of Shimon ben Shetach. And the Gemara says, now, ad shenasu chitim ki kalios visarm ki garine zesim, until the wheat kernels became, I guess, very, very big, and the barley kernels also became the size of olive seeds, v'adashim, and the lentils kedine zahav, like golden coins, v'tsaru mehem, and then they dug l'doros, and they had gathered them together. They kept them to show l'doros l'hodio kama hachet gorim. When a person sins, then you don't get such productive rain. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the pasuk that appears in Yirmiyah, avanoseichem, your sins hitu elu had caused you to go astray. V'chatoseichem manu hatov michem, and the sins had prevented any good from happening to you. The Chayin Matzino B'mei Hordus, we had the same thing happen during his time. Shehayu Oskim B'binin Beis HaMikdash, they're building the Beis HaMikdash during the Hordus' time. Shehayu Yardin G'shamim B'laila, and it rained at night time, so it wasn't getting in the way of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. L'macha, the next day, Nishba HaRuach, the wind had blown, V'nispazu HaAvim, and the clouds went away, so it didn't rain during the daytime. V'zarech L'achama, and the sun rose. And then V'yatzu Am L'machton, and then people were able to go out and work and continue building the base. So Migdash V'yadu Shemlecha Shemaim B'yadem. They knew that this was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's work. So when it rained, this is only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it works completely differently. But in Eretz Yisrael, if it rained only at nighttime and during the day, it's very nice and pleasant, and allows a person to go about his day, that means they're following the proper way. Mar now quotes the famous story, Ma'isa Sheshalchu L'choniha Hamaga V'chulei. Mark quotes a brayso, Tanu Rabbanan, Pam Achas, Yatzer Rav Adar, most of Adar went velo yardu gshamim, and it hadn't rained all season. So what happened was, Shalachu l'choni amagel, they sent a message to choni amagel, Hispalo, please daven, v'yardu gshamim. So Hispalo, he davened, velo yardu gshamim, but it didn't rain. So what did he do? Aga uga, he drew a circle, v'amad besocha, stood inside the circle, kederach shasu Chabakuk hanavi, like Chabakuk did. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, al mishmarti, on my guard, emda, I will stand, v'esiyatzva al matzor, I'm going to stand on the border of a gomer. So he standed and he waited until Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to respond to him. So in a similar way, so too Choni Amago did the same thing. Amar, he says, Lefanav Ribono Sholom, Banecha Samupanem Alai, your children had placed their faces upon me, Shani Kiben Bayis Lefanecha, that I'm a child in your house almost. I'm like a son. Nishba Ani Bishimcha Gada, I'm going to swear in your great name, She'eni Zaz Mikan, I'm not going to move from the circle, Ad Shetirachem Al Banecha, until you have mercy on your children, bring rain. His Chilo Gishamim Midatvin has started to drip. Amr lo tamidav Rebbe Ranucha v'lo namos k'medumen anu. We see, but we don't want to die. It appears to us she'en g'sham yardim el lahatir shvasecha. It only rained in order to remove you, release you from Yeshua. But it's not going to help us. We're still going to die. It's not going to give us what to eat. So Amar, so then he says back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kach shalte, I didn't ask you for drips, for it to drizzle. I want you to have it rain so it fills up all the different the wells. Yardu bezaf, it started to come down very aggressively. We saw this already in the Mishnah. So each drop was the size of a barrel. And each drop was a fill. It was a large volume, which is a volume of a lug. So Amrul Tamidim. So then, if Tamidim says back to Chavni Amagel, Rebbe, Ranyuchav Olam Namos Kmedumin Ani Shein Gesham Yarden Ela Labid Haolam. Now it seems like it's coming to destroy the world. So Amrul Fanim. So then he says, Lo Kach Shalti Ela Gishmei Ratzon. I wanted it to be Gishmei Ratzon and Brach of Nedava. So then, finally, after all that, Yardu Kesikman started to come down in a pleasant way. Ad She'olu Kol Ha'am LaHarbayis, until everybody was forced up to Harbayis because it started to flood. Mipnei Hagshamim, because of the rain. So Amru Lo, so he said, Rebbe, Kishem Shispalalti Sheyardu, Kach Hispalal V'yalchu Lehem. So he says, please, just like you asked for it to rain, please ask for it to stop. Amru Lehem, so he says, Kach Mikublani, I have a certain Masorah. Shein Mispalin Al Rov Hatova. We learned this already yesterday, that you can't daven to have too much, when there's too much good, you can't ask it to stop. Afa Pikain, still nonetheless, Hevili Par, still nonetheless, bring me a par hoda, and they bring me a cow of a carbon toda. Hevilo Par hoda, they brought him one. And Tamach Sheyadav Alav, he placed his hand and all his weight on the cow, Vamar, and he said, Lefanav Ribono Shalom, Amcha Yisrael, Shotzeisim Mitzrayim, your nation that you took out of Mitzrayim, Einam Yecholim, Lobrov Tova, Lobrov Pharanos. They can't deal with too much good, and they can't deal with too much bad. If you are angry, they can't withstand it. And hashpas alehem tova, and if you have too much good for them, ein miyachol lamor, they can't stand it either. Yiratzam lefanecha sheyifseku agshamim, please, I'm asking that the rain should stop. Vihe revach ba'olam, there's going to be there'll be plenty in the world. So finally, miyad nishba haruach, the wind came, v'nispazu ha'avim, the clouds went away. V'zaruch ha'chama, the sun rose. V'yatzu ha'am l'sadeh, they went to the fields. V'hevu lehem kimin and pitrios, and mushrooms started to grow. Shalach l'shimon ben Shadach. The Shimon ben Shadach was a little bit disturbed about this story, how one could speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still he sent to him, Ilmalei Choni Amago, Ata, had you not been Choni Amago, Gozini Alecha Nidu, I would have sent you into Cherim. Shilu Shanim Kishne Eliyahu, Shemaftechos Gshamim B'yado She Eliyahu, that the keys of rain, that we saw back to Beis Amin Aleph, we learned this, the keys of rain was in the hand of Eliyahu, lo nimsa sham, shem shemayim mischalel, ayodcha, that you basically desecrated Hashem's name by speaking in such a way that even Eliyahu himself didn't do this. Aval ma asalacha, what can I do with you? She'ata mischate lefnei amakom. You daven and you beg in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'osalacha v'tzonacha, and he answers you, kiben, shemischate alaviv, no different than his son asks and begs his father for something. Va'osalacha v'tzonacha, and the father gives in. So he said, So then he says, who's saying to who now?
So the
kid says to the father now, now take me and bathe me in hot water, and then pour cold water on me. Tainly agozim, give me agozim, shkedim, afrasakim, rimonim, multim, and nuts and fruit. But no saying law, and he gives it to him. And about this, about you, the pasuk's written, yismach avicha, vimecha, visagel, yolaticha. The father, the parents will be happy with you. I think the line was saying that Eliyahu Navi, see, Rashi says that this is what's going on. Look at Rashi. Rashi is shilmali hayushanim kishne Eliyahu, the right column there. He says, "Gzeres atziris akshamim." We know it wasn't raining. The rain stopped during Eliyahu, and mafteach shagshamim biyado shel Eliyahu Navi. He had the key in his hand. Lo nimsa shem shemar mischala betmiya shel Eliyahu nishba chay Hashem im yeh hashanim ha'ilo talmater kiim lefidvari. He said he made sure that rain won't come unless Eliyahu Navi says it will. So the way Eliyahu spoke was he didn't speak in such a way of chil Hashem. And he had the key of the mafteach of Gshamim, and he still spoke respectively. But you, who don't even have the mafteach, you spoke in such a way of chil Hashem, you spoke so brazen to Hashem that you're not moving until he gives you what you want, that even Eliyahu didn't speak that way. Fine. Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, Mal Shalchu b'nei lishchas agazis l'choni amaga. What did the b'nei lishchas agazis refers to the Sanhedrin? They sat in the chamber called the Lishchas HaGazis, right adjacent to the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. So what did they send him? So it says, the pasuk says in Iyov, V'sigzar Omer V'yokam Lach, V'adarchecha naga or. So what does this mean? V'tigzar, so omerata gzeiras milmata v'kodesh baruch hu mekayim mamerecha milmala. So what does it mean? When you make a gzeir, when a tzaddik makes a gzeir down here, Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfills it, he fulfills the statement above. V'adrachecha no ge'or, dor shaya eifel, a door, a generation that's dark, ha'aras b'tfilasecha, you will enlighten, you will bring light, or through your tefillah. This was the pasuk that was said about Chonia Maga. Then it says another pasuk in Eov, it says, ki shbilu v'tomer geva v'shach, a geva. Dor shaya shafel, a generation that's very low and humble. Hagbasa b'tilasacha, you raise it, gava, you elevate it through your tefillah. Then further it said, a pasuk in Eov again, it says, the continuation is, v'shach einaim yoshia, dor sheshach b'masa yadecha, dor sheshach bavono hoshata b'tilasacha. A door, what's shach mean here? Are you defining it?
Low.
Low? Okay. So a generation that was laid low, you had elevated, you saved them through your tefillah. Then the pasuk says, the next pasuk in Eov says, Yimalet I Naki, meaning what? Dor shelo haya Naki milataso b'tfilasecha. A generation that wasn't clean, you had, I guess, some level of, how do they define milatecha here? You delivered through your prayer. Okay. Then the pasuk continues to say, "V'nimlat bivor kapecha," and they escaped from the pit with your hand. Milatasa, they escaped in masiyadecha habruim, from your clear actions. They had been saved. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol yamav she'olsa tzaddik haya mitzar al mikra." A very famous story. Now Chonia Magil, his entire life, he was very troubled by the following pasuk. It says, "Shir malos b'shuv Hashem es shivasin hayinu kecholmim." So that a person, the return of Hashem, the returning of the 70 years of Gullus from Bayis Rishon to Bayis Sheni, that was the 70 years in between, Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, that's like a kechomim, like a dream. So the Chonia Maga was the tzaddik it's referring to here. He said, what does it mean? Amar mi ika denayim shivim chanim bechalma? Could a person have a dream for chomim for 70 years? So he says, yom echad, the one thing. What? Because Shiva Sion is the way we returned from Bayis Rishon when it was destroyed to Bayis Sheni, we were 70 years in Gullus. Mm-hmm. So the Shiva Sion, the return to Sion was 70 years, that's like a dream. Rashi must point this out, no? No. Yeah, Rashi said. You see Rashi top left, Hainu Kecholmim, Kecholom Nidma Gullus Bavel Shehaya Shivim Shana. The Gemara says, Yom Echad, the one day, Hava Azil Borcha, Chonia Maga was traveling. Chazila, who gavred the having nate charuva? A certain guy was planting a carob tree. So Amar Lei, so he says to the individual, "Hi, ad kamashanim toyin. How long does it take for it to start producing carobs?" Amar Lei, ad shivin shana, around 70 years. So Amar Lei, so he says, "Pshita lecha the chayish shivin shana. Are you so sure that you're going to live 70 years? That you're going to reap benefits from this tree? Why would you plant something that takes so long to produce?" Amar Lei, hi gavra. He responded him, "Alma b'charuva." Just like my father planted a tree for me to benefit, I'm going to plant one for my son. So Yosef Kakarach Rifsa. So okay, Chonia Maga got hungry. He sat down by this carob tree and started to eat a piece of bread. Asal Shinasa, he started to get a little sleepy, and then he fell asleep. Ahadre Le Mishunasa and Ichse Imeena Vinim Shivim Shana. Ended up being that the bushes and trees started to overgrow, and Ichse covered him up, me'ene, from anybody's sight. V'nim shivim shana, he ended up falling asleep for 70 years. Kikam, when he woke up, chazi lahu gavra, he saw a certain person to have a cup, milakit, minayo, was actually eating off this carob tree. So Amar Lei, atu dishas lisa, were you the one who planted the tree? Amar Lei, he says, bar brei, I'm the grandson of the one who planted this. Amar Lei, shma mina, denayim shivim shana, must be, wow, I slept for 70 years. So then you saw a donkey that was giving birth. What does Ramchi Ramchi mean? Let's see?
Generations.
Many generations, okay. So Azul Veso, so he went home, Chonia Maga went back to his house, Amar Lei, Bray de Chonia Maga Mikhaim, is the son of Chonia Maga alive? Amar Lei, Bray Lesi, but Barbara Isa, his son had passed away, but his grandson's around. I'm Chavni Amag himself. Lohem knew that his house, his own house, 70 years later, didn't trust. Azil Beis Medrash, he went to the Beis Medrash. Shamina le Rabbani, he overheard the rabbi saying, the Kamri, Nahirin Shemaisin, the Sugyas, Allah is so clear, Kibishnei Chavni Amag, like the years of Chavni Amag. Suddenly something has happened in the world that everything's so clear in our learning. Dechi Hava Ayla Beis Medrash, when he entered into the Beis Medrash, Kol Kushu Dehavi le Rabbanan, any question the Chachamim had, have a mefarik luhu, Chavni Amag would answer all the questions. Amr Lai, so he says, Anani, I am him, I am Chavni Amag. Lohem knew, they didn't trust him, they didn't believe him. Lo Avdila Yikari, they didn't show him the proper kavod. Kidmi Barilei, like he deserved. Chalash Jaita, he got very, weak-minded and sad and depressed and lonely. So Bari Rachma, he davened ve'umes, and he died. He wanted to be dead as opposed to be all alone and without the respect that he deserved. So Amar Rava, Rava says a famous statement here. Hainu da'ami inchi, that's what people would say. O chavrusa, o masusa, is better for a person to die than it is to be all by himself. There's another Gemara that also quotes this line. Anybody know which, without cheating to the Mesar Shas, which other Gemara quotes this line of Ocharus Al Masusa? Well, Yochanan Reish Lakish, when Reish Lakish died, I don't think the Gemara there actually invokes that. Let's see if it does. It's a good guess, though, but it does not invoke that. The other Gemara is Baba Basra, the end of the first paragraph of Baba Basra. It's talking about Eov. When Eov got very sick and all the sorrows and his friends were giving him all this musr, and he wasn't very happy with it, so it says, O Chavrusa, O Masusa. So actually, I'm sorry, the other way around. The Gemara says there that he was there, the friends came to visit him. When Eov was going through all these different sorrows, they came from all different areas of the world. So the Gemara there says, look how important it is to have friends. O Chavrusa, O Masusa. That's the other, the appearance of this famous statement. Okay, Gemara now says the last three lines of the Amud. Abba Chalkia Barbrei de Chavni Amag, he was the grandson of Chavni Amag. Hava, v'chi mitztarech alma l'mitcha, when the world needed rain, when this city, the lands needed rain, hava mishadri rabbanin lagave. Chachamim knew he had this certain koach that he was handed down from his grandfather, so they sent him some messengers to him to ask for rain. Ubarachme, v'asa mitcha, he would daven and the rain would come. Zimnechad, the one time, itztarech alma l'mitcha, one time the world needed some rain. So like any other time, Shad the Rabbanan, Zuga the Rabbanan, Legave, they sent a pair of Tamidi Chachamim to him, the Mibai Rachme, in order for him to ask for rain, Dinesi Mitra, that rain should come. Azul, basically, they went to his house, Vlashkechu, he wasn't home. Azul, Bedavre, they went to the field, and Vashkechu, Odavik, Rapik, he was busy digging. See, Yavle, Shlama, he said hello to them. Rather, they said hello to him, I mean. Below, Asperle, Ape, he didn't pay attention, he ignored them. Bifanya, in the evening, when the workday was over, Kiava Menakit, Siva, Darat Siva, when he, let's see, I need to remember all this now. We took all the woods, a piece of the wood chips and bundles together, Umar Bechad Kasva, Uglim Bechad Kasva. So he put the shovel on one shoulder and his shirt on the other shoulder. And Kula Archa, the whole way back, Losai Masana, he didn't wear shoes while he's walking back home. Kimati Lamaya, when he got to some water, so Sayyid Mithana, then he put his shoes on. But Kimati Lahizmi, when he went through Vihigi and different types of thorns and bushes, Dilini Lamana, he lifted up his cloak, let's say, his robe. And then Kimati Lamasa, when he went to the city, finally got home, Nafka Beves Halape, his wife came running out right into his face. Kimikashi, all dressed up. Kimati Labesa finally went inside the house, he and his wife. And Alas Debesa Beresha, first his wife went into the house. Bahadur Ail Ihu, then he followed. V'hadar Ailu Rabban, and then the Chachamim followed into the house after the two of them. Yosef of the Karach Rifsa, they sat down, they broke some bread, they ate, V'lo Amr L'Rabbanim, they didn't say a thing to the Rabbanim. Su Krucha Paga Rifsa L'Yunuka, they give half of the bread to the child, the Kashisha. Achada L'Zutra Tre, to the older child they gave one piece of bread, and the younger one they gave two pieces of bread. So he leans over to his wife and says, Yadana D'Rabbanim Mishum Mitra Kasa, I know that the rabbis are here, they're asking for me to ask for, asking us to daven for rain. Nisik le'igr, let's go up to the roof without them knowing. V'nibay rachmei, let's daven. And efshir demarte HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen. V'yayis mitra, and rain will come. V'lo nachzik tivusul anafshin, they won't assume it was us. We'll sneak out upstairs, they won't know that we daven for rain. So sakal le'igr, they sneaked up to the roof. Kam iu b'chadis visa, so he went to one corner. V'i b'chadis visa, she went to the opposite corner of the roof. Kadim salik anane, so they davened and the clouds started coming. And the kadim salik anane mi'achas visa, the devesa. The clouds came closer to her corner than to him at his corner. Now, Kinachas, when they went back downstairs, Amalu, so finally they addressed the Rabbanim, and they said, am I Asu? Rabbanim. So why did these Chashiv Rabbanim come to me? Amrulay, so they said to him, Shadu le Rabbanim legave demar, the rabbi sent this over to you, limibai rachmei amitra, that you should daven for rain. Amalu, so he says, Baruch HaMakom, thank goodness, Shalom Hetzuch Eschem la'abal chilki, you don't need me. The rain started coming already without me even asking. You don't need me. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who decides what to do. So I'm going to say, okay, stop with the games already. So we know quite well that the rain came because of you guys. Please answer for us and answer a number of strange things that happened along this whole journey. My time, Akiyahivna Lamar Shlama. Why, when we initially said hello to you while you're out in the field, lo asperlip armar ape, you didn't acknowledge us at all. So Amr Lahu, so he says, Chir Yom Hava, Vamina Lo Ifker. I'm a worker, I get paid by the hour, by the day, by the hour, and I don't want to take away from my employer. But Rashi says, Lo Ifkar means Lo Isbatel Mimlachti. He quotes a Gemara in Shabbos that Mifkar means work. I don't want to be Mavate for my Melacha. Umay Taimadara, Martzivi Achar Kasve. Why were you holding the wood bundles on one shoulder, Viglima Achar Kasve in your shirt, and the other one? Amr Lahu, so he says, Talas Shula Haisa. It was, I borrowed my talis from some friend, and l'hachi shali l'hachi lo shali, I borrowed it to work in, but I didn't borrow it to walk home in. So this is my time, akula orcha lo sayim mar misani. Why the whole way back you didn't wear shoes? You went barefoot. V'chimati l'may, but when you got to the water, sayim misani, then you put the shoes on. So he explains, amar lahu kula orcha chazina, b'may lo kachazina. I could see where I'm walking along the way, so I could step here, step there, don't step there. Once I get into the water, I can't see what's below the water, so I needed to make sure I don't step on something sharp that will hurt me. So that's why I put the shoes on. Then the Gemara asks, "My time akimate mar lehizmi vehikini ledilinu lemane." When you got to the thorn bushes, you started to raise your cloak. Amalehu ze mala arucha ze ina mala arucha. Because if I get a scratch on my skin and my leg, it's going to grow back. Akash Baruch Hu is going to heal it. But if I get a scratch and I rip my cloak, I can't fix it anymore. So I'd rather my skin get scratched than my cloak get scratched. My time, and what's the reason? Why, when you got to your city, your wife came out all dressed up? So he says, so I don't place my eyes on any other woman. So my time, why did your wife walk into the house first and then you followed? And then only afterwards did we walk in. So he explains, because they didn't check me. What does that mean by they didn't check me? They were not checked. Let's see. Rashi said, "Zlo batkili im ksherim im prutim." I didn't know who you guys were, whether or not you guys are kosher or prutim. My time, akikarach marivsa. Why, when you broke the bread, lo amrlan isu krucha? Why didn't you invite us to eat with you? Bishum de lo afisha rivsa. I just didn't have enough bread to go around. V'amino lo achzik b'rabbanan b'tivus b'chinam. So I didn't want you guys. Oh, wait 1 second here. Let's skip a line here. No, I didn't. So again, I we didn't have enough mishum delo nefisha rifsai, but there was not enough bread. Vamina lo achzik beirabanan tivus mechinam. I didn't want you guys to think I'm doing you toa for nothing. But I thought the first answer was look at Rashi. Rashi says toa sanachinam dinu lo hava kaachli deleka rifsa v'ka mechasim betovachinam. Ah, what's going to happen is the rabbis would have refused to eat the bread because they knew there wasn't enough to go around for the family. So in essence, I would give you food, offer you food, knowing that you're not going to take the food, and there wasn't, that's basically Gnevas Das, to suggest something that you know you're going to say no to. You know, if I know you, let's say you're not going to be around for Shabbos, I know you're going out of town. So, oh, come over for Shabbos lunch. And, I can't, I'm out of town, but it's so nice of you to invite me. So I knew you were not going to come over in the first place, but I sent you, extended an invitation to make it think that I really liked you. So that's why I didn't want to offer you, because I knew you wouldn't accept. Then the Gemara says, my time a yohav mar liyinuka kshisha chada. Why did you give the older child one piece of bread, but rifsa ulezutcha tray, but the younger child too? Amelhu, so he says, hi koi bebesav, hi yasav bebe kanishta. One of them is in the shul and or in the base medrash, and one of them is at home. I mean, what's the difference? Rashi says, yinuka koi bebe kanishta kami rabbe v'lo asi kul yoma. So one's out learning all day, he doesn't come home, so he's very, very hungry. He doesn't eat lunch. He eats dinner, maybe breakfast. But the other one who's home all day, the older one, he eats all day, so he only needs one piece of bread at nighttime. My time, Kodim Salak Anani Mihach Zvisa. Why, when you guys daven at the corners of the roof, did the cloud come closer to your wife? Mihach Zvisa Dehavit Kaima Devesa Demar Since my wife is home all the time, when Ani comes, she gives them a piece of bread for them to eat. And that's a closer enough for them. They don't have to wait. They just eat the bread. However, I'm out in the field. And when Ani asks me for money, I can only give them money. I don't have bread on me. So therefore, it takes longer for them to receive the hanana from me. So she has a greater zechus because she gives them direct hana. Inami, alternatively, hanu ber yune dahavi b'shivusan ana b'yachmanio d'lemesi v'hi b'yachmanio d'lehadre b'tiyufta v'hadru. This is the same famous discussion Rabbi Meir and Bruria, when there are certain Risham who are causing tzaros in the neighborhood. So he davened that they should die, to get rid of them. And she said, why not daven for them to do tshuva? So we listened to her, and they did tshuva. Just like Rabbi Meir and his wife Bruria had the same machlokas. And for that reason, she had a greater zechus. Okay, we're good. Varna says, Chonan hanechba bar brasa de Choni Magal. He was also a grandson from Choni Magal's daughter. When the world needed rain, they would send a young boy who was learning the base medrash to him, and he'd be holding what a type of cloth? What? He'd hold the bottom of his shirt of his cloak. They would say, "Abba, Abba, Havlan Mitra." He would say to his to Chanan, "Daddy, Daddy, please give me rain." So Amar, so then what does he respond? Chanan Nechba, what does he respond? He says, Amar, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Asa B'Shvil Elu, so bring rain for these little boys, She'ein Makirin Bein Abba D'Yav Mitchel Abba D'Loyav Mitchel. They think I'm the one giving rain. They don't know the difference between me and you. For their sake, they're so innocent, they shouldn't go through any tsar. For their sake, please give them rain. But my Karle Choni HaNechba, why was he called Chanan HaNechba? Chanan HaNechba who's hidden. Mipnei Shaya Mach B'Yatma Beis HaKise, because he would hide out in the bathroom. Why would he hide out in the bathroom? So lechora, to avoid people from asking him to daven for rain. No? For tnei reasons? That's what it says, yeah. Rashi says on top here, they're both right. Rashi says one answer is because anava, he wanted to avoid, he wanted to be modest, and the other one because of tsnius. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar le Rabbi Zrika le Rav Safra. Go out and see the difference between the great ones of the Eretz Yisrael and the Chasidim of Bavel. What's the difference? Chaside de Bavel, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Kiava Mitzarech Alma Lemitra, when they need the rain. Amre Nichnaf Hadade, let's gather together. V'nibay Rachme, and let's daven. Let's get together and daven. Efshur Demirte, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps I'll enter. D'yaisi Mitra. But to Kifa Dari the Yisrael, the great ones of Eretz Yisrael, Kigon Rabbi Yona, Avua, the Rabbi Mani, Kavim Mitzarech Alma Lemitra, when they need a rain, Havi Ayel Lebeisei, he would go home. Varmalu, he would say, Havile Golki, give me Golki, what's Golki? Rashi says, it's chaka something in French, a sack, a vase of Isidei Bezuza, Ibura, I'm going to go ahead and buy something. Rashi says, Icy Bezuze Ibura, Dagan Mishum Kafna, there's a famine. Shefilu Levene Beisa Lohaya Modia, he wouldn't even tell his house what he's going to do. He said, I'm going out to buy, I'm going shopping. That's what he said. He was very modest about what he was going to do. And Kiavat Nafik Lebra, when you go outside, Azav Akar Beduchte Amiksa, he would find a very deep place to stand in. The Pazak said, Mimam Akim Karkzich Hashem, you call from the depths, he goes to a low place to daven. The Kar Beduchte Tzniya goes in a hidden place, Mechasi Besaka, he covers himself up, Ubay Rachme, he davened Vasa Mitra. So in Bavel, they'd gather together and they'd publicize who the great ones were. But in Eretz Yisrael, he'd be very, very tanua in davening for the rain. Kiav Asa the Besa, when he returned home, Amri Lei, Aisi Mar Ibura. So he says, they say, did you bring home some daga and some grain? Amalu, he says to them, Amina, hol vasamitra, hasha, revach, valma. There's no need, you know, it's now that it rained, there's no need to rush out and get any grains. I'm sure tomorrow there'll be plenty of grain for us to buy in the shuk. Vesu, moreover, Rabbi Mani Bray de Hava ka Mitzari Lei, de Ben Nisiya. So Rabbi Mani Bray, his son, Rabbi Mani, was causing tsar to the house of the Nasi. Maybe not. He was causing tsar, or they're causing tsar to him. Let's see. He's being harassed by the Beis Nasi. Okay. Beis Nasi caused a lot of tsaros to people. Also, the house of the Reish Kalusa, even more. A number of Gemaras have the Avadim of the Reish Kalusa caused a lot of tsaros to people. So, what did he do? So, Ishtatech HaKavra Davua. So, he went, he sprawled out on the kever of his father. And Amar Lei, Abba, Abba, Hani Mitzar Li, they're causing me tzaros. So Yom Echada one day, have a kachal for Yehassam, so they're passing over there. In Kikara de Susata, Ad de Kabila Alayo, de Lo Kamitzar Li. So one time he was passing through, and the Kebes Kvaros held on, whatever that means, to the horse. The horse couldn't move at all until promised it took upon themselves never to cause tsar to Rebbe Mani ever again. Now this is the second instance we're finding in Maseches Tainus where there's a concept of davening at Kivrei Tzadikim. So he's davening here, it's like davening, it sounds like davening to the mace. That's what it sounds like, Pashup Shat here. This was in Bavel, right? It sounded like Bavel from all the Aramaic.
Yeah, also in Halacha, the place in Bavel. The animals can't move
unless you put dirt on them. Oh, yeah? Oh.
It seems like the same. Yeah, the animals
couldn't
move.
Uh-huh. Okay, Vesu. Another story is Rav Mani Bray. No, I did that one already. So, Vesu Rebbe Mani, Havashchia Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv. So, he was oftentimes found in front of Rabbi Yitzchak. And Amar Lei, he said, Asire Debei Chami Kamatsarili. The wealthy ones of the house of Chami are causing me tsar. So Amar Liane Viani. So what does he suggest them to do? So he says Rashi's Liani Yuhaniim. They should become Aniim. Viani, that's what happened. He gave them a klala and they became Aniim. Amar Kardachili. Now they're want me to help them give parnasa. Now they're bothering me again because they have nothing. They have no money. Amar Liasi. So he said they should become wealthy. Viasi, they became wealthy. Amar Lo Mekabli Alai Inish Besi. So now Rashi says my wife is not. Is that not will be makabel me at all? So what do you do? Amalei Mashma, what's her name? Chana. Rashi says she ain't no yafa. She wasn't pretty, I guess. I'm not attracted to her. It sounds like. So what's her name? Chana. So he says Tisyafi Chana. Chana should become beautiful. And Nisyafes she became beautiful. Amalei says to him now, come Megandra alai. What does that mean? Rashi says Miskadelas alai mitoch gafes yofi. Now it's becoming too overwhelming her beauty. Amalei Ihachi, that's the case. Tachzer Chana l'shachrurase. She should go back to being dark and ugly. V'chazer Chana l'shachrurase. She would turn back to her old self. Hanu Trei Tamidei Dehavakamei Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yashiv. There are two Tamidim who are standing in front of him. Amalei, they said to him, Nibai Mai Rachman Alai Din Nichachem Tuve. You should daven for us, please, that we should become very, very wise. Amalei, so he says, Imi ha'isa v'shalchtia. What does that mean? Rashi says, last Rashi in the page, Imi ha'isa v'shalchtia, davar zeh haya b'yadi, shekol ma sh'ani mitbakesh ha'inosin lo, v'achshav ein tviyasi mekubelas kol kach. I used to be that way, but it has been sent, that's been departed from me, my abilities of tefillah has departed, and I can't daven for you for that to happen.
I thought we said that we were daven to take away the good.
Who says that was good?